Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stick and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Nuggets getting ready to open up their series with the Lakers on Saturday. The team got together to watch the Laker-Pelican play-in game the other night at Nikola Jokic's house. And
we predicted that, didn't we?
We did predict that, and Michael Malone thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very connected group, and it's not just, you know, last night. Our guys are always getting together at home, on the road, breaking bread, and I think that can only help you on the court, you know, being a team that is always, you know, not just playing with each other, but playing for each other, and a real family. We always talk about family, and Nikola doing that last night is just another example of him trying to continue to build that more and more.
Is that unusual in pro sports to have that kind of connectivity?
No, I don't
like
think
I've, like I've seen it on the road when these guys are out on the road. You know, they'll have the team dinners and all that kind of thing. But you know, to get everybody on a Tuesday night to hang out at Nikola Jokic's house to watch the game?
No, I don't think it's.
You guys do that kind of stuff in the NFL?
Yeah, we used to. I mean, different than just getting together to watch the game. But yeah, we would get together. I mean, for 6 years I had a Bible study at my house every Monday night. My wife cooked, and we'd have, you know, 15, 20 guys over, and families, and so. Yeah, that was part of what we did, but and other things, you know, like parties or holiday parties and things we would get together for, yeah.
Does every team do this kind of stuff, or is it, do you find that the better teams
there's
this in common?
Yeah, there was, even my years with Joe Gibbs in Washington, I remember him saying one offseason, hey man, you don't have to live here in the offseason. You only have to live here if you want to actually make the team. Like, that was kind of, I want you guys to work out together. I want you to hang out together. I want you to barbecue together. I want you to guys. And it gets clicky, you know, sometimes just your old line. Sure. Sometimes, but there's that play for one another aspect that develops out of that.
Cool. Good stuff. Good.
Second down.
Avalanche finish up the regular season tonight against Edmonton. Neither team with anything to play for in the standings. We know the Avalanche will be playing Winnipeg in the first round, with Winnipeg having home ice. So is there anything to gain tonight? Is any boxes to check? I mean, let's say whoever plays goal, let's say he has a good night. Does it really matter since, you know, it's a game that doesn't really matter to anybody?
Well, I guarantee it should matter who's on it in between the pipes.
Last time I saw it, it looked like it was going to be on it in.
It should matter. I mean, because there's got to be, like, there's a lack of confidence right now. You can't tell me there's not, between management, between coaches, and between players in that goaltending situation. And if Onanen does a great job in there, he may not start in the playoffs. He may not start against the Jets. But I'm telling you, there will be a quick hook for Georgie if he doesn't play well. If he didn't stop a couple of tough shots, a couple of breakaway shots, like, there's going to be a short hook, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
Third down.
Rockies lose again.
We need like a dirge, a funeral procession,
like
type
or something.
Yeah, music right now
for the Rockies.
Well, not for the Rockies, but for this individual.
Oh, well, the Rockies lost.
Yeah,
they are 4-15. This thing is going to be. This is going to be bad. This is really, really going to test the appeal of Coors Field. This is really going to test the theory, because this is going to be a bad, bad baseball team. They're going to lose 115 or more games this year.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on the 115.
So this is, I mean, if they're able to still draw close to 3 million people with what this team's going to be, man, Dick Monfort, you are my daddy.
But I'm telling you, they heard.
But
and they're not happy about it.
But Chris Bryant.
Oh, this poor son of a gun.
Is on the IL. He's on the injured list with a bad back.
How many homers does he have on the year? One? Does he have a one homer on the year?
All right, so this is trending. I got to ask this question.
Okay.
Who belongs on the Mount Rushmore of all-time Denver bad contracts?
Wow.
Okay. Who are the nominees? Who are the candidates?
There's a
lot of them.
Yes.
Two clearly stand out, but you'd be surprised some of the other ones that might get run.
Juwan James.
Juwan James.
Hey, Denny Nagel.
Mike Hampton.
Didn't Menelik Watson get like a really big contract?
Yeah, he got a decent contract.
Hey, I would say when it all began to unravel for you guys, the Shanahan Broncos, was it the Dale Carter contract?
Dale Carter.
Anyway, give us your...
There's some good names on the list.
Good nominees for that one. So check that out. Hit us up on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. The Mount Rushmore of bad Denver sports contracts. Have at it. Very quickly, in case you missed it, the play-in games yesterday in the NBA Eastern Conference. Philadelphia beats Miami. Philadelphia clinches the 7th seed. Miami will host Chicago tomorrow night. Chicago beat Atlanta, eliminated Atlanta. Miami and Chicago for the 8th seed. Jimmy Butler sprained a knee and may not be able to go. The Fan Flyaway, presented by Sport Clips. All this basketball talk, we're giving you a chance, along with a guest, to attend a road game for the Pro Basketball Championships in June. And what you'll get is two tickets to a game, round-trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined, two nights hotel, $500 spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And those of you who previously entered our last Fan Flyaway to Vegas in February, good news, you're already signed up. And you sign up for this one or that last one, you're automatically entered in all of our future flyaway contests, and there are a bunch coming up. So good luck. Up next, Deion Sanders denies the list, calls it, bull junk. That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
You know, one thing I love about our great listeners, you're very, very creative on the RamosLive.com text line whenever we challenge you with an assignment. So here's one for you. Later today, Sean Payton and George Payton will be doing their pre-draft press conference, and we'll have coverage of it for you here on The Fan. What I would like to have some fun with is you texters, come up with what questions you would like to ask Sean Payton and George Payton. Wrong questions only, thank you. Okay? We're not looking for serious football questions. Okay, we'll leave that to Andrew Mason and Cecil Lammy and crew. But, in the style of which our texters stand out, what would be some of the questions you'd want to ask Sean George? Hit us up on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043, and have some fun with that. As always, plenty of opinion, humor, and snark.
You know how sometimes I sit in the studio during breaks or before, you know, before the show starts and film cameos?
Yes, for Idaho.
Yeah, University of Idaho. All my cameo stuff goes to University of Idaho. But look at this. Stink, my man, woke up to a cameo message. And my wife, Allie, wishing happy 40th birthday that you made. And anyhow, just basically says, love listening every morning. Thanks, bro, Jimmy in Denver.
Yeah.
So it says, happy 40th birthday, Jimmy, man. Way to go. And Allie was kind enough to book me to do a happy birthday message for Jimmy, and he got it this morning.
Well, Jimmy, congratulations, mm-hmm. and I can tell you from having sat here many times while Mark records these, it took him about six takes to get it right.
I don't think that one. I think that one took me two.
Wow,
and there were still mistakes
pretty,
in it.
That's pretty.
No, I do those
smooth and seamless for you.
I do those pretty smooth and seamless because I don't have to read. It's when I have to read something.
Good point.
That I screw it all up because you know I don't read so good, Mike.
So Deion Sanders, in an interview yesterday with CBS4's Romy Bean, denied the list.
Yeah.
So making its way around was. This report that Deion would only let Shador and Travis Hunter play for the five teams he played for, San Francisco, Dallas, Washington, Baltimore, Atlanta, and then add another team, Philadelphia. Romy Bean asked him about the list, basically said, it's bull junk.
The thing about a lie is so fast. It can outrun the truth any day. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a stupid lie. I have more than six owners that are friends. I have more than six GMs that are friends. You got to understand, I played 14. And I worked another 17, I believe, in the NFL, NFL Network, and Soap CBS. I know a lot of people. Come on. So I would never do that. Before I would disclose, if I was that stupid, I wouldn't disclose the teams I would want them to play for. Mm. I would disclose to several that I wouldn't. Mm. Yeah. That's stupid. That's stupidity. I would never do that.
Okay. But he did come out and say his own words that
he might pull an Eli.
That there are some places they're not going to play.
Right.
And we'll pull an Eli.
And I don't, listen, I'm not mad at him for that. It just opens up Denver. Denver is now on the list, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Isn't that what he's saying? I believe in Sean Payton.
That's what he's saying. Denver's on my list. So we're good. As long as Denver's on your list, then we're good.
Right.
But I get, there's some teams you don't want your kid to play for. Some organizations. Do you want him to go to Jacksonville?
Right. Right.
Seriously, I mean, there are some teams from an ownership standpoint.
Arizona.
I would Arizona ownership.
Right.
And I like, you know, I like Mr. Bidwell, but come
why
on.
Do you you do? Why is it that?
Because they're billionaires.
We have to call billionaires Mr. Kraft.
Well, I couldn't.
Mr. Rooney, Mr. Mara. No.
I couldn't remember.
They put their pants on just like we do.
Yeah, except they're loaded with $1,000 bills, their pants. What is it? Because it's Bill Bidwell was his father, right? It's Michael Bidwell.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Call him Mike. Why do you have to call him Mr. Bidwell?
I don't know. Well, you wouldn't want him to play for Dave Tepper, Mr. Tepper. Right? In Carolina, you wouldn't want that.
Like, hey, mad respect. You're a billionaire. Okay, fine. But I'm not going to call you Mr.
You're not going to bow.
Lord, you know.
Lord. That would be Lord Snyder.
Right.
You call me Lord Snyder.
Actually, I could see him making sure that. Speaking of Deion, so we were talking yesterday about Shiloh Sanders pointed out on Twitter.
Yeah.
That defense transfers DM me, offense transfers DM Shador Sanders, and then in parentheses at the bottom, this not last chance you. I thought that was kind of cool. I like it.
Uh-huh.
Well, Zach Bye, one half of the drive with Philip Lindsay, took me to task.
You purged the roster, and you thought it was Gucci, it was Gap. You thought it was Toomey, it was Target. And what you thought was Louie wasn't even Lulu. So it's like I'm hearing like we saw this team finish dead last, and I want them to be good. It's already worked. The tuition's up. They're making money. They were in such a bad place. Unfortunately, hiring Deion was unequivocally the right move. But I don't know. Like when I'm hearing from Mike, hey, he's lapped the field, and other than attention, and I don't mean that in a bad way because he's brought incredible attention. Mm-hmm. But other than attention, I want to see it now. Now I'm like, I want to see a winning product on the field.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with Zach on sure. that one. I'm on record. You've heard me say that my immediate floor
mm-hmm.
for this season is 8-4. For me, the only thing that is even starting to talk about a successful season is a direct flip of what they did last year.
Sure.
4-8, 8-4. 8-4 is the baseline, and I'm expecting actually better than that. So, no, to use Dion's words, the first year was about creating hope. The second year is about delivering on expectations.
Yeah.
And I'll hold him to that.
Yeah.
But understand that in a time right now in big time college sports where there is no rule book to follow, there is no this is the way it's done, there are no guidelines, everything is basically being made up as it goes, then I kind of like the idea of seeing where your best players come out and are actually doing recruiting as well. Why not? Who's to say it can't work? Who's to say there's anything wrong with it? Because there are no rules in place yet.
Bottom line is this. Have they increased the talent level on that roster? And the only answer, the correct answer, is absolutely they have. Now, can you get that talent to play together? Because, you know, talent's wasted on talented people. I need guys that can play football, and I need coaches that can coach guys up so that they do that. And that's what they're working on right now. But there is zero question, Mike, you cannot question the level of talent, especially in the areas like the offensive line, the defensive line. They are better this year than last. Does that equate to a lot more wins? It should. But it's only going to equate to a great season is if you can tie all that stuff together and get them playing for one another and get them playing, you know, complementary type football and get them to execute at a very high level with the nuance of football. And that comes down to the coaching.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Sal Palantonio from ESPN.
Yeah.
And FOS, a friend of Stink, is going to be joining us to preview, look ahead to the NFL draft. But up next, what's trending? And you're going to hear a very, very emotional Peyton Manning last night. What made him so emotional? You'll hear it next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with what's trending right now.
So yesterday was the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Oh, really? Did we get invited?
We did not.
Huh. Where?
You were nominated. What's it going to take?
Johnny, they're on my list, right?
Yes. Are they already on the list? Or
they've already been on the list.
Oh, they are.
They are on the list.
No. You're confusing the Colorado Broadcasters Association with the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame.
Sports Hall of Fame also on my list.
Oh, they have been on the list?
Yeah, they're both on the list.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Well, hey, a really cool moment as Peyton Manning hands out his 18-88 scholarship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In honor of Demaryius Thomas.
Sure.
And a deserving high school student.
Uh-huh.
That Peyton, by the way, in typical Peyton fashion, he doesn't take all the nominees or all the people who write in and everything like that. He doesn't hand it off to somebody. He goes through them all, like all the essays.
Oh, yeah.
He reads them all. He does it all by himself. Anyway.
I don't think he sleeps.
I don't think so either. Anyway, it was really cool. Last night during the ceremony talking about DT, Peyton, as you'll hear, got very emotional.
One of the things DT had said is when I'm done with the sport, I don't want to be forgotten. Well, I can assure you, Demaryius Thomas will never, ever be forgotten. He will be remembered in so many ways, including through the 1888 scholarship winners like Cesar Garcia.
Wow.
So, that was cool.
That is cool,
and,
man.
And young Mr. Garcia going to Metro State, first person from his family to go to college.
Good for him, so good man. For him. That's awesome. What is he, what is he, what's his sport? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good question. Not sure. But good moment yesterday at the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame.
Does that not intrigue you?
We would have loved to have been there to see it in person.
Yeah.
We
would.
Maybe next year.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe next year.
Hey, you know what? Don't rush right into giving us an invite. I mean, we're not asking to get elected.
No,
I
just want to, you know, be able to break bread with all the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, just you like know? maybe Mike and I get an opportunity to host it. Who knows?
Come on, man.
Would love to.
Yeah.
So this is cringy. Caitlin Clark, all the attention that Caitlin Clark's getting. In this case, this went real bad real fast. So she's doing her introductory press conference with the Indiana Fever.
Yes.
And, you know, she likes doing...
I got a fever.
She likes doing the little heart thing, you know, like making the little heart gesture with the finger.
She does that to her parents.
To her parents, yeah. Right? So this dude, this reporter, or this radio, I think it's a radio guy in Indy, named Greg Doyle. So he starts by saying, real quick, let me do this. He flashes the heart sign at Clark. She says, you like that? He says, I like that you're here. I like that you're here. She says, I do that at my family after every game. He says, okay, well, start doing that to me and we'll get along just fine.
Holy stalker.
Ouch.
Dude, is that guy having pictures developed at the Walgreens? What was that? Wasn't that Mork from Mork and Mindy? It was the creepy.
Yeah.
Remember? Didn't he just do a movie like that?
It was just yeah. Robin Williams did him.
He was like the picture developer, and that's where.
Yes.
Does that guy work part time at the Walgreens?
Yeah, a little creepy.
Dude, that is like. That's not okay. Like, at what point do you think that's okay?
So, this Doyle dude from the Indianapolis Star wrote a column in which he is just, like, just falling over himself to apologize. He wrote, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up. What happened was the most me thing ever. I'm sort of known locally for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. But in this case, I went way too far.
No, you think?
Yeah, you think?
I mean, any cold cases in Indianapolis, that I got an idea for you. You know? Lord have mercy.
We were going to play the audio. It just wasn't, we didn't have a clean enough version of it. But if you can watch it, watch it. And it's just like, yikes.
Yeah.
Like, awkward. Dan Patrick on his show, talking about Nikola Jokic as his legit MVP.
The knock against Joker was, well, he doesn't do anything in the playoffs. Well, Embiid doesn't either. Then Joker wins the title. So you would think you win the title, you should have a better chance to win the MVP again, because we know what you put up was real. Not one of those, hey, I'm great during the regular season.
He's right. You know, I look back on, and he made a great point. He said he was so upset with how the narrative got changed last year. Really? Thanks to Kendrick Perkins able to do it almost single-handedly, that, you know, it's not your job as an MVP voter to say, well, we got to find an excuse to come up with somebody else.
Right.
Your job is to recognize, based on your expertise as a follower of the NBA that has allowed you to become an MVP voter, who the best player is. And he said, boy, they got it wrong last year. But if you even want to buy into the reason why Jokic didn't get it, that's been completely eliminated, and it's made it very easy for him to be the MVP this year because he went out and won a championship.
You know, you should probably, if you're an NBA voter who has done everything you can to circumvent Nikola winning three MVPs in a row, and you ought to have your vote removed. You've done everything you can because of you don't want him to be listed with the names that he would be listed with because you don't think he's worthy. Therefore, you alter your vote to make it, there's no integrity in that. Zero. Well, I don't want to be go down with, you know, Bill Russell or Will Chamberlain or Larry Bird, whoever else won three in a row. That's just, it's a shame is what it is. It's garbage.
Yeah, and we get this a lot with especially Baseball Hall of Fame. It's like you feel... Yeah,
you guys aren't the gatekeepers.
Exactly. They have such an overblown importance of the idea that they are indeed gatekeepers. No, your job is to put the most deserving people into the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
You know, stop with this self-elevated self-importance about your role in somehow, you know, protecting the grand old game. The Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips. Yep, we're giving you a chance to hopefully go see, you know, our basketball team in the finals against an Eastern Conference representative. But either way, whether they're there or not, we're giving you a chance to go see a game in June. What you'll get, two tickets to a game, round trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined, two nights hotel, $500 of spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. Those of you who have already signed up for our last one in February to Vegas, you are automatically already signed up for this one and all future Fan Flyaway contests. Good luck. And FOS! Friend of Stink, Sal Palantonio, previewing the draft with us next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, those of you who cannot get enough of all this quarterback talk for the draft, who's going where, who's moving up, who the Broncos going to end up with, make sure you're tuning in today at 5 o'clock on ESPN2 for a draft special with Sal Palantonio and Greg Cosell.
Oh, I love it.
Who we had on just, we had Greg on last week, and they're going to be focusing on the quarterbacks, and of course, Sal Palantonio and FOS, a friend of Stink from your days at ESPN. And Sal Pal joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Morning, Sal.
Me and Stink go way, way back. It's my home away from home at Mile High City during those Super Bowl years, baby. Loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. How you doing, Mark? How's that Schlereth family doing, brother?
Everybody is good, Sal. Always good to hear your voice. And I tell you what, you and Greg do a phenomenal job on television. And it's such a great breakdown. And there's so many great things to go on. So, as you're preparing for the draft and as you're reading everything and as you're watching film, like right now, just from a quarterback standpoint, who's the guy that you look at that feels like the one or two guys that are going to be the hits? Because we know how this draft stuff works, and about 75% of them end up, you know, playing for some other team that drafted them. So who are your two or three guys?
Caleb Williams is an absolute stud. I think he's got special player written all over him. I like his size, his arm strength, his touch, his leadership abilities. He's got all those traits, off-the-field traits, that I think he's going to be a big star in the big city of Chicago. So let's put that aside. He's going to be the number one overall pick. So who's the next in line for me? It's Jaden Daniels. And we're paying attention in the AFC West. That quarterback in Kansas City, that dual-threat quarterback, just won back-to-back Super Bowls. And Jaden Daniels is a dual-threat quarterback. To me, he's the only true dual-threat quarterback, a guy who can beat you with his arm and with his legs. In this draft, other than Caleb Williams, I think it's Jaden Daniels. He's got a short, compact, quick release. His mechanics are super sound. I love his deep ball accuracy, very consistent, puts it in the bucket all the time. I think the talent is there for him to be an elite quarterback. And if Washington doesn't take him, if they pussyfoot around and they don't take him, that would be a big, big mistake. And I'll tell you what, Robert Kraft would be at the advanced age of 80, whatever he is, would be doing handstands there in Gillette Stadium if Jaden Daniels is available at number three.
That's a creepy image, but I get where you're going with it. Visiting with Sal Palantonio.
Wait, why is that creepy? Handstands? I mean, backflips for Robert Kraft? That would break the internet.
Yeah, he'll break his hip, I guarantee you that.
he'll definitely need a massage after that.
Too soon.
Visiting with Sal Palantonio, he and Greg Cosell with their draft special, focusing on the quarterbacks, 5 p.m. today, Mountain Time, on ESPN2.
Sal Pal, this is the time of year where you're just hearing lies and you're hearing, you know, fake and propaganda and pushing guys up and trying to get guys to fall and all that stuff. But here in Denver, it is, you know, a quarterback quandary, and the Denver Broncos have struggled for the last 8 years. Sean Payton, we know, great offensive mind, really does a great job with quarterbacks, didn't work out with Russell Wilson. So where do they go at 12? Do you see them moving up? Is there somebody that's on their radar?
Well, listen, I think there are seven teams in the hunt in the top 12 for quarterbacks. Seven. And I think if Washington takes Jaden Daniels at 2, and I'd be shocked if they did not, shocked, I think the Patriots pick is open for business. I think it's on sale at that point. And then you have the Broncos at 12, the Vikings at 11, the Giants at 6, all, I think, in conversations with the Patriots to go all the way up to 3. Going to be super tough to go from 12 to 3. Going to be super tough. But the next guy on the list, Drake May, is worth getting in the top half of the first round. I don't think it's an oversell. I don't think it's a reach. And the Broncos need a quarterback for a lot of reasons. You got to put the lights back on in that stadium, for sure, for sure. You need a quarterback more than anything to settle down that team and that fan base, someone you can believe in. And May is that guy. I mean, he's got inconsistencies, sure. But what rookie quarterback does not? And what rookie quarterback has Sean Payton in the building to help him figure things out? I think he's perfect. Perfect for the Broncos, Drake May. Because you can have Jarrett Stidham start a few games. May can sit on the bench and learn. He can go through the boot camp of Sean Payton, and he'll be ready by November. And then in 2025, you got to start. You got a young starter in Drake May on a rookie contract for a while. You can fix the defense. You know, they were horrible against rushing the passer. They couldn't stop the run. You got to get a couple safeties in there. You got to fix the O-line. You got a lot of things you got to fix. So you need a guy on a rookie contract for a while. So in my view, even though you have a lot of needs, it's worth going up to get Drake May if you can go get him at 3.
All right. So as we visit with Sal Palantonio, Sal, if they don't move up, if they don't give up the next couple of draft classes to move up and they stay at 12, we've been really throwing around and hashing out the idea of a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix at number 12, or maybe even being able to trade back and get one of those guys. In your evaluation, you and Greg Cosell working together to put this draft preview together, how about Nix? How about Penix? Do either one of those guys jump out to you?
Well, they both have first-round grades based on the film study. I think Michael Penix, because of his injury issues, is a little bit of a wild card. He was the 5-year starter, just like Bo Nix. They both have a lot of experience. You know, I think they're about the same size and height, same ability. You can go either way, I think. One's from Washington, the other's from Oregon. I'm not crazy about Pac-12 quarterbacks, never have been. Overall, in general terms, coming into the NFL and having a big impact. So I don't know. I think it's a tough call, and it depends on who Sean Payton likes. Now, we start the show tonight with Jaden Daniels, and then Greg Cosell has a really good breakdown of Michael Penix. So if you watch Cosell tonight on Penix, I think you'll get a better understanding of just how good he is.
Yeah, he is. He's got big time arm talent, and you know, the injury issues are always a question, and then the delivery, a little sidearm, but you know, he does have that big time talent.
But Stink, the medicals could be a potential deal breaker. Obviously these teams, they examine the players and they get medical reports of their own as well as at the combine. But you got to make sure you're buttoned up. If you're taking Michael Penix as the guy who's going to be the savior at quarterback for a team that started 13 different quarterbacks since Peyton was there in 2015, second most in the NFL. I think the Browns had 15 in that time span. So you got to be sure that the guy is going to come in and he is going to be available to your football team.
Yeah, no question about it. Sal Powell, we look forward to watching you tonight. I've got it on record, my friend. I'm going to try to check it out live, but congratulations on all the success at ESPN. Always love seeing you on the tube. Always love seeing you covering games, man. You've been a great friend, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you've been a great friend, too. And thanks for the Rockies coming into South Philly and allowing Philly to
get on track,
I had to throw that in there. You know, I'm a closet seam head. I like to watch a lot of baseball. There was Fright Night last night in South Philly. The Rockies gave us a little scare, but we managed to get out of Dodge. That's sweet.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, you guys can sleepwalk through that matchup. All right, Sal Powell, man, have a great one.
See you,
all right,
Sal Palantonio. You'll be able to check out him and Greg Cosell on ESPN2, 5 o'clock today, our time, with their draft special focusing on the quarterback. So he said, without a doubt, he thinks Caleb Williams is absolutely legit, and thinks that Jaden Daniels is the clear cut number two.
Yeah, most people I talk to really like Jaden Daniels. They like his not only his ability to throw the ball, but what he did rushing the ball and that dual threat capability, where you've seen a lot of guys, especially early in their careers, transition well to the NFL because they've got that dual threat capability. And that kid, didn't he run for over 1,000 yards last year or close to it? Something like that. Yeah. I mean, so
took
there
some
is
big
that
hits
ability
though, along the way too. That's something he's going to have.
Yeah, I was going
to
bring that up. Have you seen the montages of him just getting absolutely cracked?
He runs really upright. He's taking some hellacious shots. So, yeah. But and our guy Cecil Lammy has said the draft starts at 3. Draft starts at 3 with New England,
and that's what Sal Powell just kind of said.
He said the same thing, that they could be open for business if you are a team, Denver, Minnesota, looking to move up. We shall see. Check it out tonight, 5 o'clock. We got our own pre-draft coverage coming up later today, as both George Payton and Sean Payton will be talking to the media, and we'll have coverage of it here on The Fan, I think starting around noon, 12:30. But we're having a little fun today because we challenged the texters, and immediately the texters come through, as only the great texters on this show do. What questions would you ask Sean Payton and George Payton? Wrong questions only.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we don't want anything serious. What did you come up with? I like this one. George, do you think the new jerseys will cover up your incompetencies as a general manager?
Ouch.
Ouch.
That is harsh.
That's what we're looking for, though.
Yeah, I like that, though.
George, thanks for taking my question. Can you tell me what it is exactly you do here?
What would you say that you do here? I take the orders.
My goodness.
What would you say you do here?
People still... I'd like to ask Sean, will George be fired after the draft? Yikes, that'd be awkward.
That might be an actual legitimate question.
That actually might be a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I wonder how Sean would respond to that.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe like this?
What I talk with Russell about is none of your business.
None of your business.
It wasn't our hump.
George is not my hump.
Not my hump.
He is so collaborative.
Do you think he's here? Do you think if you had to put the odds of George Payton not being here, let's say in a month, where would you place him?
I'd place him at about 30% not here, 70% here.
Okay.
Well, how about you?
I would put it at 10% he's not here. I actually think they have a good relationship. I think for what Sean has the power, I think George is very comfortable in the role he's in, where he was in Minnesota for a long, long time. Guy likes to grind. Guy mm-hmm. likes to work. Mm-hmm. He likes to look at the film. He likes to evaluate, put all his draft grades and evaluations together. And I think that Sean's just fine with George doing all that work, knowing that Sean's got the final say.
Right.
Here's one from Nate. My question to Sean would be, Sean, would you rather hang out with Russ on a regular basis or get kicked in the nuts repeatedly?
I'm going to say the latter of those two.
I think he'd rather take
a shot to the yobs.
You know, by the way.
Shot to the yobs, and you're to blame.
By the way. Check that box. All right.
Yeah, I could see that not working out. Could you imagine? What would those two talk about if they just had a hangout? Like if you just
Sean and Russ?
Yeah, just put a camera on and they just had to sit for an afternoon and, like, watch a game. How do you think that conversation would go?
I heal quick. I don't know if it's Wolverine blood or what.
Shut up. Basically,
is that,
every time.
Is that Sean talking or is that you talking?
No, that was
I thought that was you talking.
No, that would be Sean.
I think that's you talking.
No, that would be Sean talking.
I think that was a little bit of you.
No, it would be Sean. Like, you're not to speak unless spoken to.
You're not that guy, pal.
Yeah.
One more from Greg. Sean, have you found a way to be happy yet?
No.
No.
Why can't I be happy?
Why can't I be happy? Why am I driving around this parking lot?
Why am I driving around this parking lot looking for sushi? I don't even like sushi. Right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, so that's good. Good stuff. Nice job. See, textures?
Yeah.
We throw a little challenge out to you. You come through. Very well done.